Good morning. It is Wednesday, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Secretary of U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, gathering in Schenectady yesterday to talk about Capital Region's vitalization at a sustainability conference. Give us the update.
Yeah, that happened at Proctor's in Schenectady yesterday. Governor Cuomo and Julian Castro, who's the Secretary of HUD, both discussed their experiences leading HUD and ways the Capital Region has bounced back since its economic downturn nearly a decade ago. The event is one of a string of conferences organized by the governor throughout the state to promote sustainable economic development. He noted that he could feel the optimism was back in the area, and he thought that the Schenectady and the Capital Region in general had made great progress and that the energy was coming back. The keynote addresses were followed by panel discussions focused on infrastructure and economic and community development. Upstate New York, Cuomo noted, fell on hard times because it was a manufacturing economy. The region faced struggles similar to those in the Midwest and Western Pennsylvania and didn't have a new economy to transition to, he said. And he noted that the issue was compounded by state lawmakers who neglected upstate. That's according to the governor. The state has worked to provide opportunities for communities to turn things around, he said. He pointed to programs like his regional economic development councils, which were created in 2011. Cuomo also reminisced about his time at HUD, which he called one of the toughest jobs in the federal government. He added that HUD is a lightning rod for discussion about its mission. It says HUD helps poor people and helps revitalize poor places. Cuomo noted that that drives conservatives crazy, that it's, you know, opposite of what conservatives believe. Castro mentioned the ongoing partnership between his department and the city of Schenectady, which is taking part in a two-year HUD-sponsored community needs assessment that will help prioritize the city's needs and how it can allocate funds. Draft of that plan is expected by the end of this year, so pretty soon. Castro noted strides made under the Obama administration, including the creation of affordable housing, reduction in unemployment, and the reduction in homelessness among veterans, a cause in which New York State has been a leader and a cause we have talked about on number of times on this program and in the paper.
Absolutely, and we'll continue to follow this story. We've been talking to Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. For more, just head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thanks as usual.
Thanks, David.